Now call the meeting back to order. Can we have the next case, please?
Case number 10,681, Lois Quigley, estate of Caroline Yanish, north of Fay Avenue, 420 feet west of Road 535, being lots 9 and 10 within Kenmore Park, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Hi, name and address, please.
Gordon Ramey, 4778 Fettleburg Road, Bridgeville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. If I can give something
to the citizens, everyone. We've got pictures and everything laid out so you all can see.
Already?
Just what's there. My name's Gordon Ramey. I'm a broker with Century 21 Ramey Real Estate in Seaford, Delaware. This particular variance is on a property that we have listed, the estate of Mrs. Quigley. I've included pictures in the rear. You can kind of see the back of the garage and what we're dealing with here. I also have tried to answer the questions that I need to answer to the best of my ability, and I think they're attached. It's a pretty basic, it's listed, it's in an estate. Mrs. Quigley was not the person who built this garage. It was there when she purchased the property. She has since passed on, and we have a new buyer. And I guess through the inspection, home inspection, whatever, they found that these were in violation of setbacks. I think that's correct. The agent that had this listed is no longer with us, so that's why I'm here this evening. So I'm telling you to the best of my knowledge.
Any idea when it was built? Did anybody have any?
Mrs. Quigley, I believe when I look back on the tax map parcel, she purchased this property in 91, so sometime prior to that. You can see there's an anchor fence that also goes around the property, the back and the side that the garage is within.
A permit was obtained in August of 1984.
CO issued?
No.
Mr. Ramey, I see that you've addressed the standards here on paper. Can you just briefly?
I will try to the best of my ability. Some of them, I wasn't sure just exactly what you guys were looking for, but I certainly will. Uniqueness. No, we didn't have that. However, this was existing. It was there. In 1991 when Mrs. Quigley purchased it.
Okay.
And no one picked it up at that time. Of course, we didn't have the stringent guidelines from a home inspection standpoint and banking standards that we have today. The exceptional practical difficulty due to the unique condition, not related to general circumstances or conditions, if yes. No, I don't believe that there are. It's there. It's existing. It's going to probably be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance. No, it's existing. The building's currently existing. It's been since 1984, I guess. Just didn't get a CO on it. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it is. We have a buyer for this property. We have a commitment for financing. Without this variance, the estate of Mrs. Quigley cannot sell the property and move forward with closing that estate. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, we've already established that. No, she did not. It was built in 1984, and she purchased it, I believe, in 1991, and it was existing. Been there for a long time. The people, if you're familiar with Fay Avenue, most of them have lived there for a long period in Seaford. It's right next to the VFW, if any of you are familiar with that, on Middleford Road. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it will not. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? No, I don't believe that it will. It's the one, I don't know what's directly behind it. On the side, there's an existing home that's been there also for a number of years, and it hasn't been a problem then. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? Absolutely not. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue? And I believe that it will be the least modification to move forward. Is variance necessary to afford relief? And yes, it is, in order for the estate of Mrs. Quigley to move forward and settle.
Mm-hmm.
variance represents the least amount, yes.
There's a reference in the application that the lean-to would be removed. Is that still the plan?
I would like to, and I don't know that. I would have to sit here today and say no, and I include the picture because of the way that it's incorporated in a garage. It's really more kind of a permanent structure.
It looks like it's the same roof.
Yes, it is. Like I said, I just found out about this like last Thursday.
It looks more like it was built with the garage as opposed to being something added later.
Okay, are there any further questions or questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10681. I don't believe it alters central character to the neighborhood. It's been there for many years.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,681. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Your case Thank you very approved, much. Sir. Gentlemen, have a great night.
Thank you,
sir. Have a long night, it looks like.
Thank you, sir.
Case number